Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
7:41 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift, and we are live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta. It's the location at Madison Yards if you want to stop by. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and we just indulged in some Boar's Head charcuterie goodies.
Salami. I don't even have any shame anymore. When we started these public strips, I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to dabble, you know, a bite here and there. And now I've been prepping for this all week, man. I'm like, look, I'm not even going to eat a heavy dinner on Thursday night. I'm going to show up, do what I got to do here, and make sure I take one for the team, make sure I can report back to the listeners on what all's going on.
So everyone that's getting ready for Thanksgiving next week, if they're putting together a charcuterie board, you would recommend?
Oh, 100%.
The Boar's Head charcuterie items. We just tried the salami and everything.
I got a question about this. My mom sent out a group text to like 20. Yeah. Do y'all do that?
Yes.
Like, some of these people don't even know each other.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Well, my family's like 20 people big, so yeah. It's just family.
We have people coming. You know, we have friends coming. My parents are the kind of people that will open their doors on Thanksgiving to literally anyone. But if you've said, oh, I might come, it's like all of a sudden there's a massive group text. And it's like, it's almost like you want to put in your dish and then uninvite yourself to the group text. Like, I'll bring the corn casserole. Bye. See ya. See you later.
It's interesting how many of the things you've just mentioned are about to show up in Fair or Foul. It's going to be very interesting.
All right. I will go no further.
That will come up momentarily. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. But first, Mike and Bo love to make their picks on a Friday, so they have to man up to them on Monday. Dylan, can you fill us in on the records for these guys?
I absolutely will, Allie.
He had needs to set music. The Dylan needs music to show.
I had to set the mood first, but we're ready to get things going here. All right. As far as y'all's records, again, Mike was pretty good last week. Bo had a little bit of a down week, but overall, you two have been pretty spot on throughout the year. Records right now, Bo, you are sitting at my friend 25-22. I had to pull it up on my screen, and the font was a little. 25-22 for Bo. And Mike, you are at 27-19-1. Mike, you went 3-2 last weekend. Bo, you went 2-3 last weekend. So there you have it.
Love it, man. There you go.
All right. Wild card pick, half a point.
Bad beat.
Just wait until you get this one. All right. So for college this week, you guys are going to be picking Pittsburgh at number 16, Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is favored by 2.5. The over/under is 61.5. What do you think?
Both teams gave up 30-plus points last week. Georgia Tech's defense has been all over the place with all the injuries. The offense for Haynes King is a walking 400-a-yard game player. Take the over.
I 100% cosign for all the exact same reasons. I don't know that the defense can stop them, but I don't know that they can stop Haynes King. Over's good with me. I'm taking the over as well.
Allie might be first one to 45.
Yeah, I agree.
Number 22, Missouri at number 8, Oklahoma. Oklahoma's favored by 7.5. Over under is 42.5. What do you think?
I feel exactly the opposite about this one. I'm looking at Missouri going, that Oklahoma defense, I don't know if you can score. You don't have your quarterback anymore. And at the same time, John Mateer and Oklahoma have not been great. I'm going with Oklahoma minus the points in this one. I think Missouri hasn't looked like Missouri since Bo Pribula got hurt, and Oklahoma's playing a high brand of football. There's opportunity for letdown, but give me Oklahoma minus the 7.5 in this one.
Bo Pribula is questionable. I don't know if he'll play, but Drinkwitz is good for either an upset or one to stay close. You're coming off a game where you went to Tuscaloosa and beat a top-five team, essentially. Letdown is in the factor offensively. I'm going to take Missouri in the points.
All right, moving on to the NFL. We've got Colts at Chiefs. Kansas City favored by 3.5. Over-under is 49.5.
I don't know a lot, but I know I want the over. These teams are going to score points. You know, Kansas City's coming off a low output against a very good Denver. Maybe the best, maybe the second best defense in the AFC. Houston and Denver, they're right there. They're coming off that kind of performance. 49.5, I take the over.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. Chiefs minus the 3.5. I look at the Chiefs, and they are in a dire situation that I'm not sure that this franchise has been in a very long time. And I think a lot of their superstar players have taken steps back recently. But, look, give me them minus the points. Colts do have holes. That's a huge line, and as is the next game that we're going to pick. Those are big. Big lines that I'm a little bit uncomfortable taking in NFL games.
Well, speaking of the next one then, we've got Bucks at Rams. Rams are favored by 7. Over-under is 49.5.
I am going to take the Buccaneers plus the points in this one. And I think that when I look at Baker Mayfield, he does not strike me as the kind of guy that's going to let you lose by more than a touchdown in a game that has this amount of significance. He's just too much of a gamer, and I think he'll will this team to at least be within 7.
They lost by 12 on the road last week, which is partly why I think this line is so big with as red hot as the Rams have had. I don't see it happening 2 weeks in a row. I agree with Mike. I'm taking the Bucks and the points.
Okay, and for my rando pick of the week.
Here we go.
We have Nicholls State at Florida State. Florida State is favored by 5.5. The over-under is 49.5.
They're favored by 5.5?
Yes.
Is that real?
Yes.
No way.
That's what her sheet says.
That is no way that's true.
That's what it said.
Florida State.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know what Florida State is anymore, but I'm with Mike. I'll take Florida State in the 5.5. I mean, it just makes sense.
All right. Same time, same station, Monday morning. We'll see how these guys do for Man Up Monday.
And as a reminder, Mike's Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations.
All right. This first question, it's been a Twitter poll, and I see where it's going. But fair or foul, the Falcons will win 4 of the final 7 games. They're playing the Saints, Jets, Seahawks, Tampa, Cardinals, Rams, and Saints.
I'm so mad that you're even making us answer this question.
Well, I mean, if you dig through the schedule, you could find reasons where it could be fair.
I'll say fair. You know what? Vibes are high. There's no reason for me to say foul. There's no reason. I'm not gonna let it get me down. I'll say fair too.
I've been a part of quite a few long losing streaks in my time working with the team. And normally when you come out of them, you play pretty good football for the most part. I think they've played some had some spurts in games, not complete games, but had some spurts of good football. So the optimist in me will say fair.
All right. Well, there is the Twitter poll of at 929 Morning Shift. If you want to voice your opinion on this, just so you know, it's right now at 77% foul. Okay.
That's shocker.
And that you know what?
That's just how people feel.
I don't blame anybody for feeling that way. God knows there's not a lot of things you can point to that say you're going to win this weekend.
You've given them the reason to feel that 100%. Way.
Fair or foul, Ronald Acuna Jr. could throw a ball from home plate out of the stadium. This was a big debate yesterday. He says he can.
Like over the top?
Yeah, out of the stadium.
Like, you mean like over the fence in center field?
Into the
battery.
Or are
we talking about like
into the battery. If you're at Super Rica.
From home plate?
Yes, from home plate.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know. That's That is.
That's a long way. Dude.
That's like a Michael Vick Powerade commercial that wasn't real.
Would it count if you get it into the chop house and it rolls through the door?
Well, technically it would, but I don't think that's what he's saying. He seems to think he's going to clear the
stadium.
Yeah,
there's no way he's doing that. I believe that he could try to get it into the chop house and roll it through the open doors.
If he can
that'd be the best chance he had.
If he can throw all that far, he's got that kind of stuff on a baseball, maybe we should try him out in the bullpen.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fair or foul, college football rivalry week is more fun than the NFL playoffs.
Ooh.
It's great, but it's just you're normally getting three or four games that you really want to see. Like, you know, the Florida State FSU game, I mean, the Florida State Florida game this year, not going to be good. You're going to have Tech, Georgia, you're going to have Ohio State, Michigan. You know, you're going to have a few. Alabama, Auburn is always big, but it's the luster is a little bit off with how bad Auburn is, but you never know. I'm going to say the playoffs because you've got like 4 weeks of just phenomenal football games.
Yeah, and not only that, but like, it's just like, I love how even the NFL playoffs are. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? The NFL is the fairest league in the world. It really is, and I think the playoffs usually play out that way.
All right, fair or foul, calories in grocery store samples like today don't count.
Yeah, 100%. I would have an absolute massive issue on my hands if I was counting the calories I have consumed at Publix over the last 2 months.
Fair. They don't count because you're walking around normally when you get those samples. Like you're shopping, you're busy. You're lifting, you know, items into your buggy. Then you're gonna put them on the conveyor belt as they go down, and then load them in your car. Yeah, you're burning all those calories.
I just realized something, and I hate to even do this and derail this, but I'm having a watch party tonight at my house for the Florida State game, and they're playing NC State.
They're playing Nicholls State.
Playing NC State. Neither here nor there. All right, I just
thought
about
it. Was it a watch party?
Yeah. You weren't invited. I'm sorry. That's going to be a bad look on me because I did not invite you, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay. Right. Well, I guess I will not hit send on that text. I was going to invite you to dinner tonight in the clubhouse. So.
All right.
See, don't send text.
Fair or foul, it is okay to dip out of a group chat without saying anything.
Oh, man.
No, that's foul. I'm going to go first. That's foul.
Wow.
It's normally – because it normally looks like you're upset about something. You know, I guess the thing is, just mute it. Just mute it. That's what the mute button's for.
Let me throw this out there. How long is it okay to not respond to a text?
That depends.
Okay, if it's a friend. What does it depend on?
Well, at some point, you just got to start up a brand new conversation and just ignore it and be like, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I'm okay with dipping out of the group text. I think that it is directly reflected in the amount of people in the group text.
Can I tell you,
if it's five or less, you got to say something.
A controversy that's happening within my family group chat is one Grant McCauley seems to keep dipping out of it, and he doesn't know why it's happening. Does he know why it's happening?
Can I vouch for him?
Please, Grant, because he's Android, I'm Apple, and everything's
right.
a mess.
Grant and myself and Dylan are all on a group text for the postgame show.
Yeah.
And Monday afternoon, I got a text from Dylan on that thread that said 1 minute left in the segment.
What?
And I can only think that it's because Grant is not an iPhone user, that something got mixed up in the cell signal tower.
That is strange.
Well, I would love to play devil's advocate and throw Grant under the bus just for fun, just for blanks and giggles. But the reality is Day-Day has an Android, and I think he's like he might be the only producer that has an Android.
Yeah.
We have a producer chat that that I'm a part of still, and Day-Day will text the group. And it'll be a completely different thread than the one I have pinned in my messages. So there are weird things. Droid users screw up the world for the rest of us.
Yeah.
You guys have just gotten Grant out of the doghouse then. Because I was like, you're leaving my family's group chat.
One of the guys coming to the Florida State NC State watch party tonight. He's on a completely different thing. It's like 8 texts every time he just hearts a text. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has reacted to this text.
Right.
He's reacted to this attachment.
Right.
He says crying face emoji. I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't need to know all that.
Let's all just be Apple and be happy.
Yeah.
Fair or foul, the Braves will offer Kyle Schwarber a deal.
Oh, man. I want that to be fair so bad, but I just don't think it is. I think it's foul. I think the money's going to be too outrageous for them. It's too rich for their taste, man. He's pricing them out.
I think it's foul, but I think he's the exact thing this locker room needs.
I think I would agree with that.
A Kyle Schwarber, a guy that gets it done at times. I know he's essentially what they are, which is home run or bust. But I think he brings a little bit of an attitude, a little bit of a swagger with him that would be good.
Yeah, you talk about balls flying through the doors of the chop house. That would be a lot of fun to watch. Wouldn't
hey, now.
Good Lord,
pause.
Pause. That doesn't,
hey,
not
yo.
A pause.
Okay. Oh, I don't know.
That is not a pause.
I mean, the way you dropped that boy. Yeah, thank you, Dylan.
Listen, you can't have pause moments when the Coca-Cola bear is walking around,
that's true.
Okay?
That's
you
too
can't
wholesome.
Do that.
Well, I don't see him currently.
Too wholesome.
He's hiding.
Coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. What are you concerned about with the Falcons this weekend when they head to New Orleans? Also, fair or foul, is it fair to leave a group chat without saying anything? Or is that foul? 404-726-0929. It's next with the Morning Shift, live from Publix on Memorial Drive in Atlanta on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.